The following dictation is on patient David Winnie. Last name is W-I-N-N-E-Y. First name is D-A-V-I-D. Date of service is December 14th, 2012. Patient presents today reporting he has a dry cough. He reports he hasn't had any fever. He just finished a course of antibiotics. He reports he doesn't have chest pain. He reports no shortness of breath, just a dry cough that he's developed over the last few days. Patient reports his appetite is about baseline, but as expressed to him before, there's concern about his weight loss. Patient was also reports he has some generalized weakness, just tiredness, feeling weak. Generalized joint aches, he reports it's most notable when the weather is cold, mostly in the knees, fingers. The generalized weakness, weight loss, and the cough raises the risk of neoplasia in his lungs. And this is discussed with patient. The importance of seeing a lung doctor and following with a lung doctor is discussed with patient. Patient has been told this on multiple occasions in the past. Patient denies any hemoptysis, denies any abdominal pain, denies any retroblastos. However, patient is advised to see a lung doctor as soon as possible, as he was advised on previously on multiple occasions. The importance of this is advised to patients, and it is clearly told to patient at previous times that it's going to be a life or death decision. Patient also has decided to take himself off of his blood pressure medication, which was losartan. He reports he does not have any headache, denies any blurred vision, denies any dizziness, and he has not been taking his blood pressure medication. He has done this against medical advice. He has been trying to be on a low-sodium diet for blood pressure control, denies any chest pain or palpitations. It is my advice that he should be taking medication for blood pressure. On exam, the temperature is 97.5, blood pressure is 134/64, pulse is 72, respiratory rate is 15, weight is 108 pounds. Patient is alert, oriented to person, place, and time. Flare or anechoic, pupils are reactive, but not cerebral, no papilledema. The tympanic remains are clear, neck is not examined, JVD, lungs are clear. Heart rate is irregular, abdomen is soft, not under bowel, not the positive extremities, there's no edema, skin reveals no rash, cranial nerve, two cervical, the intact motor exam is unremarkable. System apply, number one, hypertension, number two, cough, and three, generalized weakness. It is advised to patients to see a pulmonologist and a oncologist for a full body scan and workup as soon as possible. Again, emphasized, as soon as possible. This was emphasized to patient on multiple occasions, in office visits and over the phone. The importance of this is advised as there is a high suspicion for malignancy. This can be a life in that situation. For the hypertension, patient's advice is he needs a blood pressure medication, does not have to be losartan, but the patient refuses to take medication at this time. Patient is advised to drink about 50 ounces of fluid a day. Patient may use robitussin cough syrup, 1 teaspoon to 12 hours p.m. for the cough. A balanced diet is recommended to the patient. We will order a CAT scan of the chest without contrast, evaluate for consolidation. Further workup is referred to pulmonologist and oncologist, as they need to do maybe a full body scan to evaluate what's going on. Patient wants to have an inguinal surgery, prepare a right inguinal. We'll do workup and prepare the patient for that. Defending this of his hyponatremia, there is a concern for this. The patient is determined to have this procedure done. The pros and cons, his age of having this procedure done, is advised to talk to the patient. The concern for patient's overall health and overall prognosis, and possible poor prognosis based on potential malignancies of excessive patients, and the need for being seen sooner, due to the concern for spread of malignancy, is discussed. Patient understands. Time spent with patient is approximately 25 minutes. We'll await the results of the workup that was ordered. Time spent with patient is approximately 25 minutes on the visit.